It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Your all-day resource for critical breaking news, traffic and weather, and conversation about Utah's most important stories. Listen on the KSL News Radio app, sponsored by NAR Services. KSL FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake City. Your voice, your vote. 6 days until election week. Get breaking updates and smart analysis on KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
Good afternoon. It's 3 o'clock. KSL News Radio. I'm Jeff Kaplan. Broken clouds, 42 degrees, KSL's top story.
Utah's coronavirus spike.
Two more high schools in the Granite School District are being shut down for 14 days. Taylorsville High and Olympus High will each move to remote learning. Both schools surpassed the maximum number of COVID cases allowed in the school building. And at this point, 6 of the 8 high schools in the Granite District are learning by remote. Meantime, health officials are asking the Hispanic community, plan ahead when you celebrate the holidays. They say the percentage of cases of COVID among Spanish speakers is going down, but things could change if people celebrate in large groups. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson has more.
Earlier this year, the Hispanic population made up around 40% of the state's COVID-19 cases. Now that number has dropped to just 28%. And Edwin Espinal with the Utah Department of Health says it shows their message is getting through.
The community is actually making a difference in their behavior.
But Intermountain Park City Hospital Medical Director Wayne Provin says it will be easy for many families to have too many visitors for things like Halloween and Christmas dinners. So he says people should not invite their extended family over for these holidays.
You just get a gathering together for a Sunday dinner and suddenly you're exceeding the mandates that we have here in the state.
Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
We have today's numbers. 1,145 more Utahns have coronavirus. 4 more have died. The Department of Health says 296 people are currently in the hospital. The state says an average of 1,500 people per day are testing positive. Russian President Vladimir Putin is mandating masks in his country. Russia is dealing with a second spike of COVID cases. The country has the 4th most coronavirus cases in the world behind the U.S., India, and Brazil. President Trump is campaigning this afternoon in the battleground state of Michigan. Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Jeff, the president is braving the weather in Lansing, Michigan, as he appeals to voters, saying he has to be as tough as the people from Michigan. The president predicts he will take the state again, despite what the polls are showing.
And I think we're up a lot more. You know, they give you the fake polls. I think we're up a lot more.
Meantime, the first lady is campaigning for her husband in Pennsylvania.
Donald is a fighter. He loves this country, and he fights for you every single day.
Former President Barack Obama is stumping for his former Vice President Joe Biden in Florida. The 44th president telling the crowd, Donald Trump's claims of bringing economic prosperity to America couldn't be a bigger lie.
The economic damage that he inflicted by botching the pandemic response means he will be the first president since Herbert Hoover to actually lose jobs.
Meantime, Biden is in Georgia, where he continues to hammer the president on his handling of the pandemic.
The tragic truth of our time is that COVID has left a deep and lasting wound in this country.
In the nation's capital, just hours after taking the judicial oath, Amy Coney Barrett is officially kicking off her tenure on the nation's highest court. Justice Barrett, assuming the late Justice Ginsburg's chambers, Ginsburg's clerks, have been reassigned to other justices. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
Restrictions on wood burning go into effect this weekend. That means if you have a wood-burning stove or fireplace, you won't be allowed to use it on bad air days starting November 1st, unless it's your only source of heat. Winter is coming, the inversion is coming, and the smoke from your fireplace could end up trapped here in the valley. Republican candidate for Congress Burgess Owens is accused of keeping extra donations he was allowed to. His camp says this happens all the time. Your voice, your vote 2020. Lindsay Ertz reports from the Elections Desk.
The New York Times reports Owens' campaign kept more money than the $2,800 each individual donor is allowed to give. Campaign finance laws say if there's excess, you have to refund it or attribute it to the primary or another member of the household. The Times report claims Owens had over $135,000 in these overages. Owens' campaign manager says they have refunded some of the money and the majority of the excess has been attributed, but didn't specify how much. Jesse Rainey says with so many donations, those can happen without the campaign knowing. From the KSL Elections Desk, Lindsay Ertz, KSL News Radio.
A new concourse opened this morning at the Salt Lake City International Airport. Its 21 gates will serve Southwest, JetBlue, American, United, and Frontier Airlines, as well as some Delta flights, some regional carriers. Passengers go through a 990-foot tunnel to get to the new concourse. Deborah Kenter told KSL-TV it's a bit of a hike.
It is far. It was a little further than I was expecting, but again, it's new, so I think until we kind of all get used to it.
Every flight into or out of Salt Lake City is now operating from new facilities. The old airport will be demolished to make way for the next phase of airport expansion. So we have an answer to the mystery boom and shake that happened at around 11:20 this morning. Hill Air Force Base is saying it was likely a supersonic boom since they were doing some aerial combat training this morning. Hill says pilots are allowed to fly at supersonic speeds in parts of the range's airspace and often do. If the atmospherics are right, we hear it and feel it on the Wasatch Front. Ricky Meese, did you feel it?
I didn't. A lot of people in the building did hear it and feel it, but I wasn't one of them.
I did it, but I heard them revving engines at Hill about 5 miles away. So yeah. I figured something was going to be happening and kaboom. Anyway.
There it was.
What's going on?
Well, we have traffic lights malfunctioning, and this is in all directions. So use caution at the intersection of Redwood Road and 5400 South. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Coming up, a Halloween dinner idea from my boss. I'm not kidding. It's from my boss. My minute of news is on the way. Next.
They pulled in just behind the bridge. He lays her down.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was 3 blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.